After a two-week spring recess, lawmakers returned this week to Capitol Hill to start figuring out what size and shape President Bush's tax cut should take. But first, Republican congressional leaders may need to soothe some sore feelings. Prior to the break, some conservatives were infuriated by an 11th-hour deal cut in the Senate. The deal, which had the blessing of Majority Leader Bill Frist, calls for a tax cut much smaller than the House GOP leaders had agreed to. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The day before he agreed with House GOP leaders to pursue a tax cut worth $550 billion, and about 100 days after taking over his leadership post, Bill Frist told reporters he depended on two basic values to carry out his mission. One, he said, was civility.
To pull people together in a bipartisan way, to recognize that not everybody is going to agree on everything as we go forward, and the second is an element of trust. And if we can run this majority leader office with a very simple mission based on those two values, civility and trust, we're going to be okay.
But as Congress returns, things hardly seem okay between Frist and House Republican leaders. They were livid when they found out that Frist, without consulting them or the White House, had committed to allowing a tax cut no larger than $350 billion to go through the Senate. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay lashed out at Frist when he learned of the secret deal.
This goes right to the heart of our ability to work together as a House and a Senate. Our ability to trust each other, to trust deals that are being made.
But in an interview today, Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, the senator who announced the tax cut shrinking deal on the Senate floor, gave a tough luck response to DeLay. Grassley said Frist need not worry about mending fences with House GOP leaders because that deal ensured Senate passage of next year's budget.
Senator Frist had to view it the same way I viewed it. Were we better with no tax cut at all or a $350 billion tax cut? Were we better with no budget at all or with a budget?
For Rutgers University political scientist Ross Baker, who's watched Congress for many years, House-Senate rivalry runs deeper than party unity.
There's been a very open and acrimonious battle going on between the House Republican leadership and the Senate Republican leadership, in which senators are acting more like senators and House members more like House members, and both of them are acting less like Republicans.
But the frustrations of the new Senate Majority Leader extend beyond the soured relations with the House. Speaking to a group of hospital workers this morning, Frist complained of what he called a lot of obstruction going on in the U.S. Senate.
That obstruction bothers me a lot. I don't know exactly how to overcome other than to persist and do what I think is right for the United States of America.
Frist was referring to Senate Democrats blocking conservative judicial nominees on the floor of the Senate. But in a chamber where Republicans have only a 51-49 advantage and where a 60-vote supermajority is often needed to pass bills, Frist has repeatedly had trouble keeping all his Republican colleagues on board. Congressional scholar Norm Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute says the White House had high hopes for Frist when he succeeded Trent Lott early this year.
He is attractive and articulate and extraordinarily intelligent, and they thought we've got the perfect combination who's going to be in sync with the vast majority of the members but can also work things out. But it's very hard to do when you can't get everybody to go along.
I think the problem with Senator Frist is he's not mean enough.
Rutgers' Ross Baker says Kentucky Republican whip Mitch McConnell, as the Senate GOP's number two leader, was expected to do the things Frist was not inclined to do.
And I think this is the reason why people at the White House believe that Senator McConnell would be so important in the equation, would be basically to back up the sort of sweet disposition Senator Frist with his more conciliatory and cerebral style, with someone who was a lot tougher.
But McConnell has been sidelined for weeks as he's recovered from heart surgery. And Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum, the number three in the Senate GOP leadership, last week made headlines with remarks lumping gays together with bigamy and incest. Norm Ornstein says this has only further complicated problems for Senate Republicans.
This has given Democrats a little bit more leverage to attack Santorum, even as Republicans, in many cases, are sniping at Bill Frist. And it's going to make it very hard for them as the president tries to focus on a domestic agenda and has to deal with a Senate that's in his party's hands to unite together and keep a fairly sharp focus on the agenda that they want.
Tomorrow, President Bush plans to meet at the White House with Frist and House Speaker Dennis Hastert. No details have been announced, but fence mending may well be on the agenda. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.